If everyone has lemonade stands, I think we can do it. These inspiring words were expressed by Alex Scott, the little girl who was battling childhood cancer and decided to have a lemonade stand in her own backyard to help fundraise for a cure. In honor of Alex and everyone fighting this disease, join S&T Bank June 1st through the 8th at all bank branches for Lemonade Days. Enjoy treats and activities. Help us support research, awareness, and hope for these children and families in need. Let's make people our purpose and build a brighter future together. S&T Bank, member FDIC.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome back to The Drive. I am Dale Lally. He is Matt Williamson. And, well, Matt, we are almost through week 13 here.
Yep.
Tonight's game, is an NFC game, so we don't care about that. Plus, it's an NFC South team. I don't need to see – I don't want to see any more NFC South.
Right, we've seen a lot of NFC South.
Way too much.
Right.
Way too much. So, if the playoffs started today in the AFC, the playoff teams would be Buffalo as the number one seed.
Okay.
The number two seed would be Kansas City.
Kansas City was one before this
week.
They
were. Yeah. Buffalo's got the head-to-head win against them. The three seed would be Baltimore, based on a head-to-head win against the Bengals.
Okay, so they're currently first in the division, right?
Tennessee's the four seed.
Yeah, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, when they play good teams, it doesn't go
It doesn't,
well
yeah. The five seed is the Bengals.
That's a strong five seed.
The six,
just like the NFC, I guess.
Yeah. The sixth seed is Miami. The seventh seed is the Jets.
Okay.
This is the problem for the Steelers.
All right. They're all good teams.
And but the problem is you lost the Jets and Dolphins.
Yeah.
And they're the two teams that are sitting there.
Now, I know both those teams lost, but I don't think either one's falling off a cliff either anytime soon either.
Well, let's take a look at that.
All right.
Because
all right.
You got the ESPN playoff machine here where you can actually pick the winners in each game to see how things play out.
Oh, really? Okay.
So let's just do this for the AFC
week
by week. So I'll just pick the relevant AFC game. So we got the Raiders and...
Teams like the Raiders are playing better, too.
Is that the Raiders and Chargers? Or is that the Raiders and Rams. Play next week.
I'll take the Raiders.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you take the Raiders. The Jets are at Buffalo.
Bills.
Okay. The Browns are at the Bengals.
Bengals.
Okay.
Deshaun Watson was bad.
Houston at Dallas. Dallas wins at.
Yeah, sure.
We don't need to worry about Minnesota and Detroit or the Eagles and Giants. Ravens at Steelers.
I'm going to put the Steelers in the win there.
Okay.
I don't think Lamar plays. That's not my prediction for the week. I mean, but, you know.
Okay.
We have to do it for this exercise, so let's pick one.
Jaguars at Titans.
Tennessee, I guess.
Okay. He says with no conviction. Kansas City at Denver.
Tennessee yesterday. KC at Denver. KC.
Okay.
Denver stinks.
We don't worry about that one. We don't worry about that one. Miami is at the Chargers. That's got huge.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I will take the Dolphins.
Okay. And then you've got New England at Arizona.
Let's give the Pats a win there.
Okay. That gets us through week 14. That doesn't change. Oh, that does change something. Now, New England is the seventh seed. The Jets are out.
Jets, okay.
Yes. The Bengals move up to the three seed, and Miami bumps down to the five seed, with Baltimore now the sixth seed.
Okay.
That's how that changes things.
All right.
Okay, so moving on to week 15.
So a Baltimore loss would hurt them bad.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Colts at Vikings.
Vikes.
Okay. That pretty much eliminates the Colts.
No, I think, yeah, they're after the second half last night, they should be.
Baltimore at Cleveland. That's a sad game. Just got moved to Saturday.
Cleveland.
I think Cleveland wins that one.
I'm going to say Deshaun Watson looks like a good quarterback.
Okay.
By then, you know.
Miami is now at Buffalo.
Bills.
This is why things are interesting.
I mean, it's very interesting. I mean, I'll probably pick the Bills to win out, but they won't. You know
okay.
what I mean?
The Steelers are at Carolina.
I'm taking the Steelers in that one.
Okay.
I'm going to make sure they split with the Ravens.
Okay.
I don't want to be too Steeler-centric.
I get you. Kansas City at Houston. We'll take Kansas City there.
I think that's pretty safe.
Dallas at Jacksonville.
Dallas.
Okay.
Dallas is good.
Detroit at New York.
Ooh.
That's a tough game.
I'm a Lions believer.
That's a tough game.
I'm hoping they get in the NFC. They still have a chance.
They absolutely have a chance. If they win that, that's a game.
That's a legit
swing
game.
Mind you, they've also already played at the Meadowlands once this year. They played the Giants, too, there.
I was just about to ask you. Just give me the home team, because I don't know.
You want the Jets in?
I guess, yeah. I didn't know where it was.
Okay. You got the Colts. We don't need to worry about Denver.
Denver and the Colts are probably not worth talking about.
The Patriots are at the Raiders.
I think the Raiders are better than they are right now.
I think the Raiders are better than the Patriots, too. And it's in Vegas.
Yeah. Talk about a team that's changed the outlook of their season.
How about this game? Titans at Chargers.
Wow, Derrick Henry. I'm going with the coach there. Give me the Titans.
Okay. Bengals at Buccaneers.
Cincy.
Okay. And that is it then for the NFC or the AFC matchup. So that moves the Jets back into the seventh seed. Miami's still the fifth seed.
I guess the Patriots lost.
Nothing changes if the Patriots and Jets flip-flop out of that spot. So moving on to week 16.
Okay.
By the way, the Steelers would then be 7-7 at that point.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now all of a sudden, they're they're a game out of a playoff spot.
Baltimore could fumble this thing away.
Yeah. Okay, so you got week 16, Jacksonville at the Jets.
Jets.
Okay. I don't know what's going on. Is
Lawrence?
Lawrence got hurt yesterday.
It was ugly, but he came back in the game.
Okay.
So I guess he's fine, but it was not a good visual.
Falcons at Ravens.
Ravens.
Bad birds.
Yeah.
Don't need that one.
That game will last an hour.
Buffalo at Chicago. Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Saints at Browns.
Browns.
Okay.
In their building.
Seahawks at Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to pick the Chiefs and Bills to win every week, but they won't. You know what I mean?
I know what you're saying. Course. Bengals at Patriots.
Cincy. I'm very
You're picking
good.
The Bengals to win every week, too.
I know.
Houston at Tennessee.
No, whoever it is. I don't think they win another one.
I don't think they do either.
They're miserable.
Raiders at Steelers.
Raiders.
You're picking the Raiders. Saturday night game.
I know all these
all
things.
All the hoopla. You really think Mike Tomlin is losing that game?
I just don't think they're going to win five in a row. Picked them to win two.
I hear
in a row.
You
know,
well, you already said you're picking them to split with Baltimore.
Yeah, that's gonna be the
two. So they're not gonna win five in a row.
I'm gonna have them lose the Raiders and Ravens.
Okay,
and we can switch that up if you're gonna make it more fun. I mean,
I just think that they're gonna win that game.
They very well could.
I said at the beginning of the season, that's one game that they're not going to lose.
I felt a lot better about it a month ago.
I do. I hear you. I hear you.
I still don't think
the Raiders defense is very good.
No, and nor is their offensive line. And Watt might be great by then. I mean, of course they can win that game.
Green Bay is at Miami.
Miami.
Okay. Denver at the Rams. It doesn't really matter. We'll pick the Rams now.
Sure.
And then the Chargers are at the Colts.
Chargers.
Okay.
I think we've been hard on them.
That keeps everything pretty much the same there. Moving on to week 17.
Okay.
Week 17, you've got Dallas at Tennessee.
Dallas.
Okay. You've got Steelers at Ravens.
Ravens.
You've got Jacksonville at Houston. Take Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Denver at Kansas City. If you take Kansas City. Yeah. Miami at New England. At New England.
In that building.
In December.
New England.
Okay.
We've been hard on the Patriots.
Yeah.
Been nice to Miami.
The Colts are at the Giants.
Giants.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Right?
Yeah. Cleveland at Washington.
Washington.
Okay.
They're structured.
San Francisco at Oakland.
San Fran.
Or Vegas, I should say.
Yeah, San Fran.
The Jets are at Seattle.
I'm going to say the Jets.
You think the Jets move across country?
I don't feel great about it.
You're not helping out my little thing here at all.
No, but I'm trying to be honest.
You think the Jets are going to go to Seattle?
You can convince me of that one. Seattle's a brutal place.
That's
to
a tough. I mean, that's a cross country trip.
I know. Yeah. Tough place to play.
I think Seattle.
Mike White might be a pumpkin.
I think Seattle wins that one.
Okay.
That one doesn't matter. Oh, Rams-Chargers matchup.
Wow. Chargers.
Who's the home team there? It's the Chargers.
No one.
The Chargers. And then the big matchup, Buffalo at Cincinnati.
Bengals.
You were saying before that.
I'm going to give the Bengals a loss, but their schedule is really hard, but it's not as hard as it
that
looks.
That bumps.
After-
That bumps, that changes things dramatically.
I can imagine.
That bumps Buffalo down to the 3 seed. Okay. Cincinnati's now the 2 seed. Kansas City is the 1.
Very possible. I can see that. Okay.
The wild cards have not changed. You've got Miami at 10-6, Baltimore at 10-6. I don't know if they get to 10-6
the way
that they're playing. And you've got the Jets at 9-7.
Okay. Feasible.
Moving to week.
Baltimore's a couple easy games, though.
A couple. Moving to week 18. You've got New England at Buffalo.
Bills.
Yes. Baltimore at Cincinnati.
Cincy. But I really don't believe they're going to go undefeated.
You've got Houston at Colts, but it doesn't matter. The Titans are at the Jaguars.
Tennessee.
Okay. That makes them an 11-win team.
Which that just means they're the 4 seed.
Here's where it gets really interesting.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
Jets are at Miami.
Hmm. If it was in the Jets building, I would
back
say
to
that.
Back-to-back road games.
Yeah.
Going cross-country and back and
Let's
forth.
Let's say Miami.
Okay. You've got Browns at Steelers.
Pittsburgh.
Okay. You've got Chargers and Broncos. Take a Chargers in that. Chiefs and Raiders.
Chiefs. I think I picked them to go undefeated, and that's probably unlikely.
And that is it for the AFC game. So if all that happens, as we just picked
okay.
it.
What if it really does?
We'd be crushing.
Be Nostradamus.
So the Steelers would finish 8-9, according to that.
Okay. I think 8 or 9 wins is going to be the case.
Yeah, I think so as well.
Yeah.
If they win against the Raiders.
I'm going to say the Raider game.
Or against the Ravens the second time around. Now they're 9-8.
Ravens would have an extra loss, or the Raiders would have an extra loss.
If that happens, let's go back and
real quick, what's the final standings?
The final standings would be Kansas City is the 1 seed at 14-3. Cincinnati at 13-4, the 2 seed.
Okay.
Buffalo,
I think they are going to win the division the more I think about it.
Buffalo at 13-4 is the 3 seed.
Boy, that's a good top three.
The 4 seed is the Titans at 11-6.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have the 5 seed is Miami at 11-6. Baltimore at 10-7 would be the 6 seed. The 7th seed would be the Jets at 9-8.
Okay.
If the Steelers would happen to sweep the Ravens,
yeah,
they would then own the tiebreaker against Baltimore. Baltimore would then be 9-8. The Steelers would be 9-8. And guess what happens then?
I say the Jets would go up a spot.
The Jets would go up a spot. The Steelers would be the 7th seed. If the Steelers would happen to beat.
That's including with a loss to the Raiders on Christmas.
Right.
Yeah. Eve.
This is what I'm saying with all, like,
right,
it's
right.
not beyond the realm of possibilities here.
Other teams are going to lose.
Given the schedules that are going on here,
yeah,
that I mean, they're going to be in the mix.
Like, are the Jets, I think they're going to maintain, but is their quarterback
I don't know what's
getting
going
better?
On with, I don't know what's going on with that quarterback situation.
Right.
You know.
I mean, was something exposed with the Dolphins yesterday?
They're playing the Bills this week. Something could get exposed
exactly,
real quickly.
Right. I mean, a couple losses in a row, rookie head coach.
He goes back. Hey, we got to go back to Zach Wilson here. This isn't working.
Oh, I was talking about Miami.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Oh, I see what you're saying with the Jets.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they could crumble here. I think Baltimore's an obvious contender. I mean, I wish they had one more game where they'd
be. If they had lost that one yesterday, it would have been huge.
Exactly.
Huge.
Yeah. So, clearly, the Steelers are closer to the playoffs than a top 5 pick.
Yes.
I mean, one of those is possible. The other probably isn't.
Now, are they a quote-unquote playoff team? Look, people will say, you know, if they would happen, and I'm not saying this is going to happen, but if they would happen to sneak into the playoffs.
9-8 team in the playoffs.
People say, well, they don't deserve to be there. If you get there, you deserve
to be there. Right.
That's why they play the games.
Last year, I thought there was 4 teams that didn't really have a shot, including the Steelers. But that doesn't diminish from, you know, getting Kenny a playoff appearance and all those good things.
Get all that stuff out of the way now. You might win.
You might win.
I mean, well, right now, I mean, so if you go in as the 7th seed, well, right now you would get the Bengals.
But no matter what.
I mean, we're looking at how we
you're
did
either going
things.
To Buffalo, Kansas City, or the Bengals. Well, Kansas City, one of them would have a bye. I mean, but one of those top three is probably where you'd go.
But you've also played the Bengals twice this year.
Mm-hmm.
And the point differential in those 2 games was minus 4.
Really? I mean, I would.
They beat them by 3. They lost by 7.
because of familiarity, I'm not sure who the best team in the AFC is right now, but I'd much rather play the Bengals than go to Buffalo or Kansas City.
Yeah.
Just the familiarity of it. And you have a lot of success in that building and, you know, all those things. And we're way getting ahead of ourselves.
I'm not saying this is going to happen. But they have won 3 out of 4 games.
Yeah. I mean, and what we just laid out there, I don't think is crazy talk in terms of winning.
No, in fact, I think they're going to beat the Raiders.
Right. And
I got no problem saying they're going to lose in Baltimore. That being said, they've won 4 in a row against Baltimore, and they play Lamar Jackson better than anybody else does.
Mm-hmm. And the Ravens could collapse just like last year. This week-to-week thing, that doesn't mean he's playing a week from now.
And when he's back, can he run? Can he be Lamar when he's back?
I don't even know what was his injury. Is it a lower body injury?
It's a knee.
Sprained knee. I was very low on their offense before yesterday.
I think Patrick Queen got carted off in that game yesterday. They got issues.
I mean, as the Niners just found out, like you mentioned, or the Ravens last year, two of these teams that we referenced, and the Steelers might be one of them, you know, is going to end the season on a bad note.
Yeah.
You know, what's his face? Mike White's going to turn into a pumpkin, or the Dolphins are going to realize they can't block anybody like yesterday, or, you know, bad things are going to happen. Jimmy gets hurt, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's why they play the games.
If everyone has lemonade stands, I think we can do it. These inspiring words were expressed by Alex Scott, the little girl who was battling childhood cancer and decided to have a lemonade stand in her own backyard to help fundraise for a cure. In honor of Alex and everyone fighting this disease, join S&T Bank June 1st through the 8th at all bank branches for Lemonade Days. Enjoy treats and activities. Help us support research, awareness, and hope for these children and families in need. Let's make people our purpose and build a brighter future together. S&T Bank, member FDIC.
That's why they play the games. And as I said last week, with six weeks left in the season,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we're into December and we got
six seventeenths.
Yeah,
you know, right. I mean, it's almost half the year.
We're only we got a third of the season yet to play here.
Yeah.
I mean, there's still a long way to go.
Yeah, if you looked at the Bengals after the first couple weeks of the season, like, oh man, they're going to be a disaster after going to the Super Bowl last year. Well, things get corrected.
Isn't that funny how that works? Like the Rams are the disaster.
They're the disaster,
and the Bengals are figuring some things out.
I mean, a big way. I'm a big believer, too, that the second, pretty much December on or Thanksgiving on, is really about coaching.
Yeah.
Because you're holding things together. You have a really good pulse of your team. You're not bringing in new people. And I think the Steelers have an advantage over much of the conference that way.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree.
It's a been there, done it thing.
It really is. So, you know, that's why, again, I was not ready to throw the towel in on this season and start looking at draft picks or anything like that.
Right.
Let's see where this thing goes. Still in that mode here. What did you think of Kenny Pickett's play yesterday?
I think as a whole, I'm very impressed with his consistency and consistently getting a little better every week. Because usually the timeline of a rookie quarterback is 5 steps forward, 8 back, one step forward, 2 back. I'm not
seeing even if you play well. For example, like Mac Jones last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then about mid-November, he hit a wall.
Yeah. And it's the pitcher that's been through the league a second time a little bit and all those type of things. My biggest complaint with him, which I don't understand, is why does he miss 4 or 5 open throws?
Layups.
Badly. And I don't care. I always use this reference with Lamar. And I think he's a better passer and accuracy guy than Lamar. But there's a misnomer about Lamar that he'll never be accurate enough. Because when he misses so bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it feels like they're in the third row.
That was our thing with Trubisky. Like,
right.
Or, you know, Josh Allen and some of these guys, they miss so badly, it just looks terrible.
Yeah. And incompletion's an incompletion is an incompletion at the end of the day. But it still shocks me that he misses really open guys as much as he does. But overall, I'm very happy with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I thought Mariota had a couple of those yesterday that he missed so badly on.
He just does all the time.
If they had been on target, they would have been intercepted.
Mm.
There was one he threw in a triple coverage.
Yeah.
That was so high that I'm like, if he throws
it was a bad decision and awful accuracy.
If he threw that where he wanted to throw it, there were one of those three guys was picking it off.
Yeah. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. He was pretty poor.
Yeah.
Right. But that's. I don't know why that is with Pickett. I don't remember that in his scouting report or watching him at Pitt that, wow, how'd he miss that one so bad?
Some of that could be one of those situations where You know, you know where you want to go with the football, and then as you're throwing it, you go, ooh. Mm-hmm. And just kind of flinch, and I don't know, that guy's closing on it. Because maybe. You're just not used to seeing those windows close as quickly as they do.
My other,
I don't know, but he makes some throws. Like, he had the throw to Freiermuth, and Freiermuth turned into the 57-yard catch and run. Was between two guys.
Oh, it's not like he doesn't make great throws.
One of them was 24, their best corner, Terrell.
Terrell, yeah.
He's one of the guys that's right there. He guns the ball in there. Mm-hmm. How about that? They had Terrell on several occasions on third
key
downs.
Down in distances, too.
Key down in distances on Freiermuth.
On Freiermuth. Yeah. I thought Freiermuth had a great game and was open even more than the stats showed. But it shows we're going to put our best guy on a tight end.
Yeah.
The league's catching on. This guy's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. But
real quick, my theory on why he misses, and it's a total shot in the dark, but it worries me about his small hands. You know what I mean?
Well, they're not going to get any bigger.
They're not going to get any bigger,
well,
but he'll get more used to an NFL ball.
They could, I guess. They could keep stretching them.
I mean, he'll get more used to an NFL ball.
Yeah.
Like Lamar, after his rookie year, said, I really had a hard time with the NFL ball. I mean, that's an underreported thing no one ever thinks about. Like, if you brought a pitcher up from the majors and said, this ball's an ounce heavier.
Or 3 inches bigger circumference.
Yeah, right. Or the hoops you shoot on are a little smaller. Like, that would be really hard. It's the only sport that happens. Or this puck weighs a pound more. Like, wow. You know, like...
Even if it was an ounce, it would be different.
Anything. Or the laces are different on a baseball. Or, you know what I mean? A golf ball's bigger. Or the hole's smaller. Or, you know, in this sport, they give you a totally different ball than you've played with your whole life. And I think
we get different uprights, too. So.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, I think quarterbacks struggle with that more than people know. I wonder if after his rookie year he says, that was a little bit of an issue for me. And the small hands thing doesn't help.
But as you continue to get older and stronger.
It might not be any of that.
Yeah.
I'm just totally guessing.
You get older and stronger. You get, you know, you can work on your grip and things of that nature.
Oh,
and get stronger.
You understand
in that
what you're doing better. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that's any kind of long-term.
It'd be shocking to me if 5 years from now he's missing five open throws a game.
We're still talking about a guy that's completing like 65% of his passes.
Right.
You know, which is perfectly fine.
I think he's a good passer of the football. Yeah. I mean, I really do.
Yeah.
That's just unexplainable to me right now.
The biggest thing that I see is that nothing has been too big for him.
Not at all.
And, you know, even when, you're on the road or something doesn't go right.
Mm-hmm.
He just keeps playing, and again, the moment isn't too big for him. We haven't seen a ton of rookie mistakes, like he's taking
lines up behind the guard or something.
right. You know, you see this with these guys. You know, you hear these guys. Well, I was seeing ghosts out there, and
things.
Like, that hasn't been an issue.
No, it hasn't. Or can't get things, completed, or, you know.
Just, you got to call a bunch of timeouts because he's not
getting
the play in and out.
Right. Or a blitzer comes free and he had no clue. You know, I mean, that stuff happens to every rookie.
That's the one thing I wanted to mention to you.
Mm.
His numbers against the blitz.
I bet they're good.
They're outstanding. They're like the best in the league.
Are they really?
Wow. That's, best in the league.
I mean, there's a couple quarterbacks, and I'm not comparing them to Mahomes, but Brady, Mahomes, the elites, that you just don't blitz them anymore. And once that book is written, well, then you start play calling accordingly.
Right.
We're not going to see blitz. You know?
Right,
So, you know, people start dropping eight on you and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know?
So, yeah.
That's a great sign.
His blitz numbers are outstanding. He's been better against the zone than he has man. That's not all that crazy.
Right. But I also think his receivers aren't great man beaters at this point besides Deontay.
Yeah.
You know, Pickens is who I'm singling out.
Right.
And the third guys.
But being good against the blitz early in your career
is very
positive.
Yeah. I mean, the red zone stuff needs to improve clearly, but that's not uncommon at all.
I mean, Trevor Lawrence is still struggling with
big
that.
Big time, yeah. And they all are.
Yeah. We're going to take another break. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. And you can listen to Steelers Nation Radio anytime, anywhere, through your smart speaker. Just say, Alexa, play Steelers Nation Radio from iHeart. Alexa will take care of the rest. He's Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. When we come back, it's time for the Fantasy Football Focus. We'll do that right after this.
May is Military Appreciation Month, celebrating those who are currently serving in the United States military. S&T Bank salutes our military members and wants to thank you for your service. You serve our country, let S&T Bank serve you. With S&T's Armed Forces account featuring no minimum balances or maintenance fees. Plus, free ATMs, checks, and money orders. For more information, stop by a local branch, visit stbank.com, or call 800-325-2265. S&T Bank, member FDIC.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.